Major cities across the United States are bracing for a wave of far-right rallies this weekend. While nationalists say they plan to gather in 9 cities to show support for US President Donald Trump's comments, in which he blamed both sides for the violence at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville last Saturday. That protest was against city plans to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Across the country, government officials are calling for the removal of statues that celebrate Civil War era figures. Baltimore has already taken down several monuments in the quiet of the night, saying they're racist symbols of America's dark legacy of slavery. James Grossman is Executive Director of the American Historical Society in Washington, D.C. James, good morning.
Good morning, or good afternoon for me. Good morning for you.
As I often do in the morning, checking the New York Times, they've got a map this morning of monuments removed around the United States. It's quite a list, from Los Angeles and San Diego to Austin, Texas, and even above the Mason-Dixon line, you know, to Brooklyn.
Yes, and I think that there probably will be more. This is an important conversation to have. And for historians, it's in some ways especially welcome because people are taking history seriously, and they recognize that history, historical context, and the way we think about the past matters to public culture.
I mean, how much controversy actually is there across the United States about these Confederate monuments? Because, you know, nobody was guiltless, if you like, on slavery, and there's plenty of monuments to people who were slave owners who weren't Confederate generals or Confederate heroes.
Well, there's tremendous conflict, in part because some people see these statues merely as commemoration of Southern heritage, as opposed to commemoration of either slavery or the Civil War or the Confederacy itself. And I think that the problem in some ways lies in the way, I hate to say it, the way you frame the question, which is that this is not, these statues that are being taken down are not a matter of memorializing national, important national figures who happen to be slaveholders. I mean, that's the category of Washington and Jefferson, and that's the argument Trump was trying to make. The statues that are being taken down are statues of people who have no significance other than their role in creating and or defending the Confederacy. And the Confederacy, when you look at the documents, which are very clear, the documents of secession, the speeches of the leaders, the Confederacy was created for one purpose, and that purpose was the perpetuation of slavery. So, I mean, and again, they're very clear. The Mississippi Declaration of Secession says, our position is thoroughly identified with the institution of slavery, the greatest material interest of the world. So these people are very clear. So these statues are not simply statues of great people who happen to be slaveholders. These statues are people whose only national significance is creating the Confederacy.
So why were they put up, and put up in some places where, you know, really were members of the Union? So why were they put up in the first place?
Well, they were put up in the first place. Most of them were put up between 1895 and 1915 or 1920, which is the period when laws were established in the South, not only permitting, but mandating segregation, and when African Americans were disfranchised. African Americans were voting from after the Civil War until the 1890s in the South. And so a lot of these statues were, in essence, put up as part of the process of, in essence, creating a new place in the South for African Americans and elevating white supremacy, legitimating white supremacy. These were a sort of respectable garb for a white supremacist culture. And the second wave is mostly the mid-50s to the 1960s, where it's serving the same purpose in opposing the civil rights movement. In a sense, if you want your perfect, and this could be not only in the South, but remember, sort of symbols of universal white opposition to African-American activism were useful in places across the country in the mid-20th century. For anybody who doesn't believe this, in a sense, the smoking gun is Baltimore, where the statues were removed 2 nights ago. In 1948, Baltimore built a statue to, I believe it was Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. 1948. why would Baltimore build a statue, a monument to Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson, two Confederate generals, in 1948? It is not a significant anniversary of the Civil War. Baltimore did not secede, so they weren't even a Confederate state.
So it's a symbol of oppression.
No, it's a symbol. They built it in 1948 because 1948 is right after African Americans are coming back from World War II, and they are resisting the Jim Crow, the segregation protocols. There are African Americans who are killed in the South, threatened in the South in 47, 48. President Truman desegregates the armed forces. There is a specific white supremacist candidate running for president on what's called the Dixiecrat party, as they called it, Strom Thurmond. And so this statue is erected in Baltimore as part of a larger movement to put down African-American activism.
And we'll watch this unfold as it goes through. Thank you, James Grossman, for joining us.
You're quite welcome.
James Grossman, who's Executive Director of the American Historical Society in Washington, D.C.